Welcome back to Techonomics. Hang on just a second. I think there's a Pokemon in the studio next to ours. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jason Middleton, your host. The Pokemon Go phenomenon is unmistakable and undeniable and somewhat inexplicable, too. Seeing 8-year-olds and boomers and tweens stalking the same animated characters on the same block, that's a sight. Sometimes boundaries can become an issue, too. We spoke with Bay Area radio personality Mark Nieto. He's in his early 50s. And Leanne Bybee, marketing expert, also in San Francisco, closer to her late 20s. In an effort to unbaffle me, I pulled them in front of some microphones. It's a new segment we're calling Please Explain It to Jason. Okay, so this week's been all about Pokemon Go, and Leanne Bybee's here. She's a member of the Cumulus Company. Leanne, tell me the story that you really just dropped on me about an hour ago.
So the other day I was walking my dog in my neighborhood, in my new neighborhood, and this little girl was following me, and I was like, oh, she probably just wants to come pet my dog and say hello. And so I walk up my path to my door, and I get into the door frame, and she comes running up, and she's like, wait, there's a Pokemon inside your house. Can I come in and get it? And I was like, a Poke what?
Wait.
And she was like, yeah, this Pokemon, he's in there and I got to get it. I got to level up. And I was like, well, you can't really come into my house. Like, you're a stranger, even though she's a little child.
Right. Still.
She was like, please, I just want to get it. And I was like, sorry, this is a Poke-free zone. She's like, no way. See, it's right here on my phone. And
wow.
Quite you heinous. Know,
she followed you around, right?
Yeah.
She followed you around. What would have made that even creepier is if a 55-year-old man like Mark Nieto would have followed you around and asked to come into your house and get a Pokemon. Because
hey, Leanne, can I come into your house and get that Pokemon instead?
Mark, have you taken it to that level yet?
I have not been knocking on doors, no. But there is something creepy about, you know, you walk through the park near my house where there are just dozens of Pokemon. And you see little kids walking around catching Pokemon.
Right.
And then here I come going,
hey,
how can you do this and look cool?
Right.
And it's not possible.
It's not really.
It's not possible.
No, you're trying really hard. I'll give you that. But at least you're cognizant of that it's just not cool looking. So we found a dead body because
That's
of this.
That's right.
Right?
I heard that.
We found a guy got busted cheating on his girlfriend in New York because he was geocached because he needed that Pokemon.
Okay.
They've turned the Vietnam Memorial into a Poke-free zone like Leanne's house.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they're asking people not to catch Pokemon in solemn areas.
Right, yes. Including the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, Holocaust Museum, that's what I meant.
The World Trade Center.
World Trade Center, too?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that one. So, okay, let's just go to the interface, Mark. What's the appeal? Just at a very 30,000-foot level.
I'm a sort of a dorky geek when it comes to games, so I've got to check them out. It's engrossing. I mean, you get into it, and it's just like, there's so many Pokemon to catch. You get, you know, like the thing says, you got to catch them all. So I don't know. It's just goofy fun,
right?
And it's you're sucked in immediately.
But it's all head down. And I think that this really is a chance for augmented reality to come into play, right? Like a Google Glass situation or something that lays over something in your field of vision. Because people are maybe I actually had an analyst on yesterday who said that he was really concerned that people were going to walk into traffic.
Oh, I saw it yesterday. This little girl and her friends the day before were walking on the street and walked into the street right in front of the parked cars.
The
little kids.
Very, very dangerous. Maybe we need to get a little heads up on this, literally.
Yeah.
You noticed something on Facebook? There's a meetup soon?
There's July 20th. There's a Pokemon Go crawl right here in San Francisco.
Yes, a pub crawl.
5,100 people already
are
going to be there. 22,000 more are interested.
If I was a pub owner, I'd want to be on that trail for sure. Wow. Talk about running up a tab. Of course, they'll all just be looking at their screens anyway and spilling their drink with the other hand, I guess.
But there will be many bars in San Francisco that I guarantee will be Pokestops on that day. So.
All right. Any predictions about how long this fad lasts? Leanne?
I think it would go a couple of weeks because I hear that they're going to change the layout to be an actual Google map of actual buildings as opposed to just a little green square.
Oh.
Right.
So if that happens, then I'll be down to play. If I can see my real house in it, in our office, I'd be so down to play it.
And I'm glad you mentioned Google because there was a little bit of a controversy when it first came out that Pokemon had to make a patch very quickly for because they could read your emails. Is that right?
It's true. Yeah.
Okay, so they had to patch that and fix it.
I think they fixed that since.
Bit of a PR mess right there.
They probably are blown away by how popular this game has been as well. I mean, and it happened almost immediately.
It was
they took off so fast, and so they're still playing catch-up, I think.
We're still within the first week of release, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck catching your Pokemons.
Oh,
keep me posted, okay?
Watch out. There's a Charmander behind you.
Stay still. Let me catch it.
Oh, my goodness. See you guys. Thanks. Okay, that's the socialization aspect to Pokemon Go. But anything that distracts this many people this much means it will seep into the workplace. And bosses will start to worry about lowered productivity at work. Think Facebook about 5 years ago. But really, can Pokemon really impact the bottom line?
It has. It's everywhere now. You can walk into any office and see people all kind of hovered around their phone or somebody else's phone or four or five people together, and they're talking about this Pokemon Go. It's everywhere in the workplace now.
That's Heather Johnston, a vice president at Robert Half. It's a staffing and employment company. We spoke earlier this week. And so I imagine managers are starting to think, what about my productivity or my bottom line?
We actually have raised a few eyebrows lately because it's not just the cooler talk of a good movie over the weekend. It's something that's interactive that they're doing during the work hours together, not just on breaks at lunchtime. Their phone can be, you know, sitting next to them, and it can vibrate if there's a Pokemon within, you know, so many feet. So even if they're right in the middle of doing something, their phone vibrates, they stop what they're doing, and they look at that and then go chase the Pokemon to capture it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I guess right now is a great time for clear communication as far as expectations go from management to workers. Is that fair?
And you're right. We need a balance. So I think what management needs to do is clearly communicate what the rules are about gaming during the workday and being on your phone. And really, it's about perception versus reality. You could quickly check your phone and not be on it, but if your boss walks by just at that moment in time, may perceive that you've been on it for a longer period. So I really think that it's the time has come to talk to your employees, let them know what the ground rules are for gaming during the workday.
Okay, now we have another phenomenon we might be able to compare to, even though, yeah, well, it is mobile, but Facebook's been around for 7 years. It's mature as far as being in the workplace. I remember having conversations about this, like, don't stay on your social media all day, get your work done. Is it the same kind of thing?
It really is, because people now are still looking at their Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and now Pokemon Go is just added to that. CareerBuilder did a survey and found, this is before Pokemon Go, that 24% of workers admitted to being on their phones and gaming. So you can only imagine that percentage is much higher now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be revising that number upward, that's for sure. Heather, did I miss anything that you wanted to include? That's really good information we got from you.
The one thing I would say is that employers can embrace this. And I have seen this over the last week where they have gotten different groups together where it's the technology group, the finance group, and they all kind of come together and they're doing these lunchtime Pokemon hunts. And so it can be a team building thing. And so I think that there has to be a balance between what the rules and guidelines are for using it during the day and then also trying to create something fun around this as well for your team members.
Right. And kind of you might almost say that everything in moderation. Let's just apply that to what will you apply to our weekends? Let's apply it to our work weeks.
That's exactly right.
Heather, thanks a lot for your time. That's Heather Johnston, a senior vice president at Robert Half. It's a staffing and consulting company. I wish happy hunting to all you Pokemon goers. That's it for this week's Techonomics. Thank you so much for listening. We covered a Silicon Valley legend, Guy Kawasaki. We looked at the Brexit and then the American economy as well. And, of course, Pokemon Go. Links to each of these segments are at KGOradio.com. Look for the Techonomics page. Give me a follow at KGO Jason if you like. Until next time, I'm Jason Middleton. Have great weeks.